Rethinking BMI, scientists propose body fat percentage as a replacement. Scientists have pinpointed the critical thresholds at which body fat becomes hazardous, 30% for men and 42% for women, providing a more precise and reliable measure than body mass index for evaluating obesity-related health risks. A recent study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism analyzed data from nearly 17,000 adults aged 18 to 85 of various ethnicities. Researchers measured body fat percentage against their BMI scores and signs of metabolic syndrome, including high blood pressure, high blood sugar, excess body fat around the waist, and abnormal cholesterol levels. Health risks for men start at 30% body fat, while women show no signs of metabolic syndrome at this level. Men who are considered overweight by BMI standards generally have a body fat percentage of 25%. Overweight men make up about 5% of men with metabolic syndrome. None of the men with less than 18% body fat had metabolic syndrome. Women who are overweight by BMI standards have around 36% body fat, and those who are obese by BMI standards have 42% body fat. BMI has significant limitations. These findings challenge decades of reliance on BMI, which cannot account for muscle mass, bone density, body composition, and fat distribution. BMI simply looks at the overall weight relative to height, which means people with very different bodies can end up with similar BMI scores, said Dr. Crystal Wiley, a UK registered doctor and part of the clinical team at ASDA Online Dr. Bizava, in an interview with the Epoch Times. A bodybuilder may have a high BMI but low body fat, while an older adult could have high body fat and still fall within a normal BMI range, she added. The research highlights significant discrepancies between BMI and body fat measurements. While BMI categorizes people as overweight at over 25 and obese at over 30, these thresholds don't fully capture health risks. Some people with normal BMI may still carry excess body fat, making them metabolically obese but normal weight. BMI doesn't provide any information about the distribution of fat, which is important as high levels of abdominal fat are associated with an increased risk of serious health conditions like diabetes and cardiovascular disease, Wiley said, adding that it also fails to reflect differences in metabolism or fitness. Two people with the same BMI may have different levels of fitness and overall health. It's essential to consider other factors like blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar control, and lifestyle to gain a clearer picture. By shifting to body fat percentage measurements, healthcare providers could gain a more accurate insight into health risks linked to body fat. Body fat percentage allows more targeted interventions. According to Emily Fever, a registered dietitian at Northwell Health in New York, body fat percentage can be measured in a few ways. These methods include using skinfold calipers, bioelectrical impedance analysis, which utilizes a small electrical current, and underwater weighing, also called hydrostatic weighing, which measures body density to estimate body fat. The researchers argue that adopting body fat percentage as a standard measurement could lead to better targeted health interventions, allowing for more personalized care plans. As dietitians, body fat percentage gives us a chance to better educate patients on how their eating habits influence body composition, Fever said. The more we know about their body composition, the more accurately dietitians can better calculate energy and nutrient needs. The researchers concluded that obesity-related diseases may be more effectively managed by moving away from anthropometric estimations of adiposity to direct measurement of the fat component. Direct measurement provides a more accurate picture of adiposity and fat distribution, which are key factors in predicting disease risk and guiding treatment.